Good evening. This is welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitochen series dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Simai. I apologize for the delay. There's a very interesting comment from the Ralbag, especially as we approach the Yom of Pesach. It certainly becomes especially relevant. He speaks about the extent of the miracles that took place in Mitzrayim, on the Yam Suf, in the Midbar, and makes a statement that the Klal Yisrael needed the continual daily, every single day, throughout the days, the years in the Midbar, the Anan, the cloud that covered them by day, the Amud Esh, the pillar of fire that warmed them at the night, and to see and to live the fullest extent of these miracles, that they should understand that Hashem is in control of everything. He controls everything, and it is appropriate for us to search it. And it seems so exaggerated that after all they had seen, the miracles of Mitzrayim, Dom, Sadeh, Akinim, the most amazing manifestations of Hashem's total control of the entire creation and total involvement and engagement in every detail in our world, in our lives, all the individual hashgacha that took place in Mitzrayim, the Jew drinking from the same cup as the Mitzri, him drinking water and he drinking blood, and the Jew and the Mitzri standing in the same room, one seeing full light, full daylight, and the other was shining light, and the other one frozen in a pillar of darkness. I mean, these were things that left an indelible imprint. And to say that we needed the full 40 years of the Midbar and the Anana covering and the Amud Esh daily, every single day, in order for us to be aware and to recognize and to know and to understand Hashem's full power over creation. It's like, I know it. I got the message a long time ago. What is the Rabbi talking about? It seems that one of the greatest challenges that we have as human beings, despite everything we know about Hashem, despite everything we've seen about Hashem, despite everything we've experienced about His involvement and engagement in our world and in our personal lives, unless we have constant review and revisit and re-experiencing and remembering and reminding ourselves again and again and again and again and again, then we chance not only not fully feeling it, but almost like not even knowing it, not even understanding it, almost being forgetful of it. The truth of the matter is that the Torah tells us in Parshas Leschanan that Moshe Rabbeinu, in the last speech or the last presentation of his lifetime, when he stands before Klal Yisrael and reviewing all of the miraculous events of their history and their 40 years in the Midbar and so forth, at the end or in the middle someplace there, he says, Yodata hayom, know it this day. Return it to your heart that Hashem is God, Hashem Mimal, the Lord is Mitochas, and so forth. So it's very interesting. And the Targum says, what does it mean by return it to your heart? Did they forget it? They just had one for breakfast. They're living 40 years in the Midbar. They have experienced the most miraculous life, the most miraculous experiences, the greatest hashgacha protis that ever existed. Yes, Yam Suf, yes, Mitzrayim, the Matis Mitzrayim, the life in the Midbar, the mon every day. And yet, Moshe Rabbeinu says, return it to your heart. Return it, return it. It can be forgotten. It can be. Know it and return it to your heart. And it seems also that knowledge has to be returned to the heart. The mind is the seat of knowledge. The heart is the seat of emotion. But the knowledge has to be returned to the heart because the heart causes us to forget. The heart blinds us. The Yetzirah would like us to become, to draw a blank on all of the miraculous events which indicate Hashem's control and indicate Hashem's involvement and indicate Hashem's hashgacha pratis and indicate Hashem's chesed. And we have to work constantly, constantly, constantly to reignite that spark, to reintroduce into our heart, to re-understand emotionally the mitzvahs of Hashem, the hashgachas of Hashem, the koiches of Hashem, and the chesed of Hashem, and everything about Hashem. And this message is so critical for the appreciation and maintaining and expansion of the midas habitochen, because bitochen is built on the recognition of who Hashem is. When David HaMelech starts the process of bitochen with Vani b'chastuch obotachti, I trusted in your chesed, we have to know that Hashem is the consummate bal chesed. We have to know that Hashem is the ultimate koyach, and nothing stands in his way from performing, from doing, from accomplishing anything and everything that he chooses. And it's only when these awarenesses, when this knowledge is clear to us, is clear enough that it can be internalized into our hearts, that we can begin to feel the true sense of bitochen. And as the challenges of life abound, and so many issues that are so painful and mind-boggling and provoking all kinds of challenges and difficulties to us, as they come about us in life, we need, in order to face them, in order to face them in a positive way, in order to face them in a way that allows us to muster that constant and endless and stubborn hope that Hashem will, in fact, help us, and leading us to that confidence that in fact he will help us, and inspiring us that ultimate trust in the Chesed Hashem, that our hearts will be able to rejoice in the Yeshua Yogeli Bibishe Osecho. That can only be if we have constant, reinforced, reminded, reviewed, repeated remembrances and focuses and revisiting of the basic Yesoidus that upon which Bitochen is built, on the knowledge of Hashem's love for Klal Yisrael, his chesed that he created the world with, his ein matzor l'Hashem l'Mashiach, his lack of any limitation whatsoever in doing anything that he desires to do. And it's only when these concepts are reviewed and vividly enshrined in our minds and in our hearts, that we can even hope to begin and to maintain the process and the emotions and the sense of bitochen in Hashem. And that really explains why we spend so much time reviewing who Hashem is, all the brachos that we make, recognizing that Hashem is the Mekor HaBrachos. He's our God. He's the Melech HaOlam. He takes care of this whole world, and yet he finds the time and the motivation or the interest to be involved with each and every one of us and our lives and our personal lives and the intimate and intricate details of our lives and all of the brachas that we make and all of the tehillim that we say and all of the psuki, the zimra, the praises of Hashem, and then the birchas kriya shma with the ezras haviseinu atohu meyoylo mogeinu meyishya levneim achareim b'chol dur v'dur, all of these psuki, all of these concepts that we say, al zay shibcho ahum v'im v'renu mukeil, all of these strengthen, deepen, remind, review, reinstate, refocus us on the basic concepts of who Hashem is and the powers that he has and the goodness that he has, which allows us more and more to have the base upon which to put our trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to be able to strengthen that bitochen. And as we always say, especially in times of difficulty, and these are times of difficulty, every ounce of bitochen that we can muster can make a major difference, both in the achievement of our goals and our desires, and in the Menuchas HaNefesh. Now, when it comes to Menuchas HaNefesh, I think this is a season where an extra measure of Menuchas HaNefesh is very much appreciated. Pesach is a time, Erev Pesach is a time, the weeks before Pesach are times where it's just Menuchas HaNefesh is not to be found. It's very difficult to focus, to concentrate. Everyone is busy, whether it's making Pesach, preparations for Pesach, cleaning for Pesach, whatever the preparations may be, planning for Pesach. There's a certain anxiety that exists in the Jewish community. And certainly, when we can muster bitochon, Hashem helps. There used to be a statement, there is a statement, Al zitzen tzazamen man seder. Everybody sits down together by the Seder. By the time the Seder comes, we're all sitting there. Everyone makes it. We all made it. We've made it in the past. HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us. Cleaning for Pesach and preparing for Pesach, it needs Seder Shmaya. It needs Hashgacha Pratis. We can rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He will help us and that He continue to help us. And we should be zeicher to be able to find the strength to have that strong, firm, solid, based and ongoing bitochen on Hashem, and relying on His chesed, and rejoicing that He in fact will help us in all of our endeavors.